Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, are there any places in the world you'd like to visit, but you haven't?
Definitely Wales.
Cool. I hear the scenery is beautiful and there's lots of hiking, boating, sightseeing opportunities.
Yeah, but I want to go for the guitar players.
All right, Patrick, you had a night to think about this. Did you come up with some new music?
I was able to get myself together.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did. You know, November was a busy month for us, Jim, with preparing for our 1,000th episode and putting together 500 songs each.
Yep.
So there wasn't a ton of time to peruse new music, but I had one album already in mind, and then I went and did my usual troll through. As I say this, somebody will ring a bell somewhere, Bandcamp, ding, ding. as I say it on every new music episode, I think I found something really cool, and it was totally accidental, and I just went through my bookmark on Bandcamp, and I'm really glad I found this, because I think it feels really cool. And I'm excited to share it.
Okay, so before we get to your two picks, I had a couple of picks yesterday, and you can go back and listen to those. The show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And what do you got for us for November?
Well, I don't think that you're going to be surprised at all by the styles of music I've chosen. They're two of my real favorites. And it's not punk this time, but another one that I always love to listen to, and I get excited when people are making new music in this style, is what's called American primitive guitar playing, you know, the school of Fahey and down the line. And the artist I want to talk about is, she's named Gwennifer Raymond, and she's from Wales. So that's a good check mark for me. I love Welsh bands and Welsh music. Ever since I got into the super furry animals and started exploring different bands like Gorky Zygotic Mincy and all these cool bands that are from Wales, they just have a really unique take on, you know, American rock and roll and British rock and roll too. And she has a new album out, and it is called Strange Lights Over Garth Mountain. And from what I learned here, Garth Mountain marks the southeast of the Welsh mining valleys in the northwest of Cardiff. And it's supposed to be kind of like a Welsh horror kind of a feel to this record, done in American primitive guitar style. And I found something really interesting on her site, gwennifer.raymond.com. And I will read that after we listen to this track, because I think it'll inform it. But this track is called Hell for Certain.
Now, explain to people, what is American primitive guitar style? Like, how would you describe that?
Well, it's definitely something played on a classic American acoustic six-string guitar, like a Martin or any of those kind of classic American models. And it's usually played in a finger-picking style. So the thumb of the guitar player is going to be hitting that rhythm, right? While the top two or three fingers is going to be picking a melody, often done in open tunings. But really, it's rooted in the blues and country blues especially, and it takes a twist on that and interprets it kind of looking back at the purity of the country blues and the simplicity of just one person and their guitar, you know, making a melody. And that's what Fahey took off from. And Fahey was really big on capitalizing on myths and legends and, you know, all those kinds of things. And he, you know, one of his most famous tracks is called Elegy for Mississippi John Hurt. So it was important for him, too, to look back and acknowledge the people that inspired him. But he also took everyday events and turned them into sort of epic tales. And that's kind of what Gwennifer Raymond is doing here. And one thing I found really, really interesting about what she wrote about this album on her site is that my new album, she writes on her website, Strange Lights Over Garth Mountain, has 8 songs in it. All were recorded in a basement in a flat in central Brighton, locked down amidst the global pandemic. I recorded them myself, and neither I nor any of the songs saw said outbreak coming. Coronavirus may have dictated the circumstances under which the album was recorded, but it did not otherwise inform any of the compositions that run through it. So that to me is kind of interesting. You know, we're seeing a lot of people that have recorded sort of pandemic albums, and we talked to Joe Pernice about that, right? And he, you know, he was working kind of as a reaction to not only this situation, but to the stuff it put in his mind. And she's kind of saying half of that, which is the conditions dictated I was locked down in a basement, but the songs don't have anything to do with that event. So at least not on this album. But really, it's about, as she writes, I have tried to take something of Welsh folk horror to make my own style called Welsh primitive. So she's taking a Welsh twist on the American primitive guitar.
Wow. That's very interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was different. And I had gotten her debut album and I thought it was really good. And I was really excited to see this come up in November. There wasn't, like you and I were talking about, there wasn't a ton of albums that came out in November really compared to other months. And so this, it was great to have her on there. And the last thing I'll say is her little bio line on her site says she's a guitar convincer, banjo thumber, and American primitive musician. So there you go.
That's awesome. Okay. Really cool. That's a real find, I think.
Yeah, me. I was really happy about this one. I think it's stronger than her first. And I really think that people are going to like this album, whether you're listening to it actively or in the background or just driving around or anything. I think you'll dig it.
Okay. Now what you got?
Well, the second one is really interesting. So I was trolling through Bandcamp, as I said, and I came across a group from, I'm not sure how to pronounce this country, Jim. I don't know, I'm sure if you do. Is it Benin or Benin? B-E-N-I-N? I know it's in Africa. I'm not sure if it's West Africa.
Sorry, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so listen to this little bio they have on Bandcamp. Star feminine band or a group of seven girls aged between 10 and 17 from a remote town in the north of Benin. In 2016, they responded to a local radio call to take part in a music training sessions. Previous experience was not necessary. Indeed, none of the girls had come close to a guitar, microphone, or drum kit before. And so from that, 4 years later, they have issued an album, self-titled, called Star Feminine Band. You can get it on Bandcamp. There is vinyl. There's a compact disc. And it's just really cool. It's got a spirit of discovery and enthusiasm, but it's also got some themes of female empowerment. And it's also got a really cool West African swing to it. So this was like total luck that I stumbled upon this. But let's listen to the second track called Ruby Me. How about that?
How big that is, you know, like it's just full and rich and just whoever produced that, like they were really
serious.
They really know what they're doing. Yeah,
I know. And it just has that feeling of like excitement and energy and enthusiasm to it that I love too. But you're right on point, Jim, because one of the tags they put on this release on Bandcamp is polyrhythmic orchestra.
Yeah.
So I think that's just what you're saying. It's huge, you know, with all these seven or eight players going and, but it's got these different rhythms going too. So,
but it also does a really great job of like parts will come in, whether it's like that chorus or the horns or kind of both or whatever, and just like immediately fill out the sound. You know what I'm saying? Like, but just in these little spots, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it'd be really interesting to look at the waveform on that, because it's just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to describe it. It's not, the whole song is not exactly, in some ways it reminded me a bit of like Phil Spector Wall of Sound, but only, but only in parts. It wasn't like through the whole thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's really neat. And, and I just love that backstory too. Yeah. And as you go through it, you'll just get more of that kind of sound. I think it's just wonderful. Right. And there's a song called Femme Africani, or African woman, I guess, maybe the loose translation, that just basically is a female empowerment anthem. That's pretty cool too. So it's wonderful, totally accidental, just because I chose to follow the tag Africa on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
So, power of Bandcamp.
Great stuff coming out of those countries right now. Yeah.
Really follow the Star Feminine Band. It's a really, really cool. So I was going into November New Music thinking, I'm not sure what I'm going to have, but I ended up with two really good ones.
Absolutely. Really good.
And I just want to really quickly bring to everyone's attention, Jim, you may have seen this. Others may have been on it as well, but the label Captured Tracks, I believe, is who put this record out. It's a reissue series, and they've just started, called Excavations. And they started with something that I think is probably going right to the heart and soul of the Rock in the Suburbs listenership and community. And this record is two record set called Strum and Thrum, the American Jangle Underground, 1983 to 1987.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's unfortunately already sold out on the double black vinyl, but they are repressing it apparently.
Oh, wow.
And there's some bands that I loved in my day that I just sort of discovered from the record shops, and bands like Crippled Pilgrims, who were from DC area, Salem 66, 28th Day, which had Barbara Manning in it, Great Plains, Absolute Gray was another cool jangle pop band. And there's a whole bunch of stuff, like, never heard of some of these bands, like a band called Start, Cyclones, Windbreakers, I think I might have heard of, but go check it out. It's almost, you know, they said it was inspired by Nuggets compilations, but they focused on 83 to 87. So, you know, there may be a band like our friend Scott, you know, told us about, or something like that.
So first of all, I love stuff like this because I love the whole idea of sort of like collecting these little known songs that maybe were like, maybe only put out like regionally or whatever, you know, or didn't ever go anywhere, but they're really great songs. I do recognize one of the bands here. I'll tell you just a little bit of what I know. There's a band here called The Strand.
Yep. Never heard of them.
And they are from the DC area.
Oh, wow.
I have a reissue of their album from, I guess, the early 80s.
Yeah, must have been, right?
Early to mid 80s. And the reissue was put out on Dig Records, which is up the street here. Yeah. It's a record store. And he also runs a little record label, the guy there. And I have a reissue of an album by The Strand.
Oh, so, fantastic.
That's really cool.
That is really cool.
But
I'll have to tape that off you.
All right. That's the only one that's right. Exactly. That's the only one I recognize here. So I would be very interested in this. And it looks like it has a great like booklet and stuff. And
I'll tell you, just at the bottom, includes an 80 plus page booklet with an extensive oral history of the 80s indie scene, an introduction by Captured Tracks label head, and tons of archival images and ephemera. Long live the Jangle Underground. So I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention. If anybody wants to send that to me for Christmas, I would happily accept. Just wanted to get that in there. Obviously, total reissue, which isn't something we normally talk about, but it came out this month and wanted to bring it to everyone's attention because I think there'll be a lot of fans of it in our group.
I'm glad you did. So you said they are going to print more of these.
Yes. According to the site, the record is on to be repressed, is on order, but I don't think it's going to come until next year, the vinyl copies. But would seem
nice.
To be the way
nice.
To go.
I see it. I see it here now. Yep. Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. Excellent. All right, check that out too. All right, now we're going to end with a cover song here.
Yep.
And yesterday we talked a little bit when we talked about the Billy Joe Armstrong covers album about how this is becoming, or has become, sort of a thing with the pandemic of artists doing a lot of like cover songs and recording those, and they got a lot of time on their hands, right? And putting out covers albums just seems like 2020 has been the year of that. And this one I think you're going to find really entertaining.
Okay.
Patrick, and you can pick a song from it. So
great.
The great John Fogerty put out a covers album with with his children.
Wow.
Cool. By this point, they're not children, they're adults, but you know, his adult kids, but because they've only people he can associate with during the pandemic, right? It's like immediate family and so on. So he recorded a lot of his own old songs.
That's cool.
With his kids, and the album is called Fogerty's Factory.
Oh, look
you
at that.
See the album cover art there.
How clever.
Right? And if you want to pick one, I'm showing you here on the Zoom video, if you want to pick one of these songs here,
Why don't we do, just off the top of my head, I'd love to hear their version of Tombstone Shadow.
All right. So here you go. All right. And then tomorrow we have the interns.
Yes.
New music.
Looking forward to it.
So yeah. Let's do that.
And then the avalanche of new music will continue with our listeners.
With the listeners next week.
Pumped up about that.
Yeah. Yep. Intern Matt is compiling that right now as we speak. So, you know, it's a whole process. Okay. All right. Here we go. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is Fogarty's Factory, or John Fogarty and Family. with Tombstone Shadow. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Said I got 13 months of bad luck, bound to be some pain. Don't you do no traveling, flying no machine. Tombstone Shadow. Stretching across my path, every time I get some good news.
Long live the Jangle Underground.